堂听 class.com
Passage 2
Neat people versus sloppy people. I've finally figured out the difference between neat people and sloppy people. The distinction is, as always, moral. Neat people are lazier and meaner than sloppy people. Sloppy people, you see, are not really sloppy. Their sloppiness is merely the unfortunate consequence of their extreme moral sense. Sloppy people carry in their mind's eye a heavenly vision, a precise plan that is so great, so perfect, it can't be achieved in this world or the next. Sloppy people live in never-never land. Someday is their profession. Someday they are planning to alphabetize all their books and set up home catalogs. Someday they will go through their wardrobes and mark certain items for tentative mending and certain items for passing on to relatives of similar shape and size. Someday sloppy people will make family scrapbooks into which they will put newspaper clippings, postcards, locks of hair, and the dried corsage from their senior prom. Someday they will file everything on the surface of their desks, including the cash receipts from coffee purchases at the snack shop. Someday they will sit down and read all the back issues of The New Yorker. For all these noble reasons and more, sloppy people never get neat. They aim too high and wide. They save everything, planning someday to file, order, and straighten out the world. But while these ambitious plans take clearer and clearer shape in their heads, the books spill from the shelves onto the floor. The clothes pile up in the laundry basket and closet. The family mementos accumulate in every drawer. The surface of the desk is buried under mounds of paper, and the unread magazines threaten to reach the ceiling. Sloppy people can't bear to part with anything. They give loving attention to every detail. When sloppy people say they're going to tackle the surface of the desk, they really mean it. Not a paper will go unturned. Not a rubber band will go unboxed. 4 hours or 2 weeks into the excavation, the desk looks exactly the same, primarily because the sloppy person is carefully creating new piles of papers with new headings and routinely stopping to read all the old book catalogs before he throws them away. A neat person would just clear off the desk. Neat people are not good at heart. They have cavalier attitudes toward possessions, including family heirlooms. Everything is just another dust catcher to them. If anything collects dust, it's got to go, and that's that. Neat people will toy with the idea of throwing the children out of the house, just to cut down on the clutter. Neat people don't care about process. They like results. What they want to do is get the whole thing over with, so they can sit down and watch TV. Neat people operate on two unvarying principles. Never handle any item twice and throw everything away. The only thing messy in a neat person's house is the trash can. The minute something comes to a neat person's hand, he will look at it, try to decide if it has immediate use, and, finding none, throw it in the trash. Neat people are especially vicious with mail. They never go through their mail unless they are standing directly over a trash can. If the trash can is beside the mailbox, even better. All ads, catalogs, pleas for charitable contributions, church bulletins, and money-saving coupons go straight into the trash can without being opened. All letters from home, postcards from Europe, bills and paychecks are opened, immediately responded to, then dropped in the trash can. Neat people keep their receipts only for tax purposes. That's it. No sentimental salvaging of birthday cards or the last letter a dying relative ever wrote. Into the trash can it goes. Neat people place neatness above everything, even economics. They are incredibly wasteful. Neat people throw away several toys every time they walk through the den. I knew a neat person once who threw away a perfectly good dish drainer because it had mold on it. The drainer was too much trouble to wash. And neat people sell their furniture when they move. Neat people are no good to borrow from. Neat people buy everything in expensive little single portions. They get their flour and sugar in 2-pound bags. They wouldn't consider clipping a coupon, saving a leftover, reusing plastic containers, or rinsing off tin foil and draping it over the dish drainer. You can never borrow a neat person's newspaper to see what's playing at the movies. Neat people have the paper all wadded up and in the trash by 7:05 a.m. Neat people remove everything that is in their way. People, animals, and things are all one to them. They are so insensitive. After they've finished with the pantry, the medicine cabinet, and the attic, they will throw out the red geranium, too many leaves, sell the dog, too many fleas, and send the children off to boarding school, too many footprints on the hardwood floors.